Number 122. A Strange Flight. The natty pilot tried again to calculate his position. The ink flowed from the nib of his pen, but the figures he wrote made no sense. His nautical training should allow him to navigate easily, yet here he was in skies which were simply not navigable. He couldn't negotiate his way out of this situation. What could he do? The situation began to nauseate him. Soon he was so nauseous that he could hardly fly the plane. Would the nausea overpower him and cause him to crash? He was sure that he hadn't nibbled anything through negligence which could explain his needle state. He had a feeling of natation. Everything was nebulous before his eyes. As he drifted off, he wondered whether this was his nemesis for some nefarious act or whether he was just suffering from neurosis. He nestled in his seat and became extremely aware. He saw neutrons passing his plane. A nebula swept over him. He thought it would drag him to the nethermost level. At first it went nether, but then rose with him. He saw dead members of his family going right back to Neolithic times. Was this some sort of necromancy, or was he being taken to a necropolis? He saw his father, who had also been a pilot, though there had been no nepotism about him following in his father's footsteps. Then he saw a nexus of nettles, with nestlings sitting on the leaves and beautiful flowers on top of them. The scent of their nectar neutralized all negation and nepenthe within him, and he felt like a neophyte. He couldn't touch anything. Every nerve in his body negated the existence of solid matter. Then suddenly the experience was over. He was flying as usual and could make out the runway in the distance. A few days later he met a friend who was an expert in neurology. The pilot feared he would need to resort to neologism to describe his apparently almost natal experiences, but he managed. The friend wasn't a naysayer, but the pilot's claim that he felt like a neonate was hardly a negligible one. The friend suggested that some medical tests might be necessitous. The pilot couldn't naysay a doctor. Tests revealed mild nephritis, but perfect health otherwise. Both men knew that something strange had happened over the Bermuda Triangle, but what exactly?